All right, Chimes. There's Stella and the Bella. All righty. Hey, I'm really late today, and I'm really late for a good reason. I don't think I could talk without gagging for, like, I don't know how long. I'm not feeling very well today, and it's not very much fun. However, with that being said, this is an important day, and I wanted to really make sure that we had a chance to talk about this, even if you go back to it. Today's very, very important. It's the 20th of April, as Willie would say, 420, dude, yeah, right? All right, so it's the 20th of April, and the moon in Virgo. It's void, of course, at 8:20 this morning, and we'll enter Libra at 11:08. Late starts, right? This explains it. You'd get a lazy start to the morning, and all of a sudden it's like, okay, how are we going to do this? The moon in Virgo, given over to the Libra energy, just is going to allow us to express some artistic stuff, and that eye for design, you know, thing, the eye, the whatever it is you have, that panache, that flash, that style, that flair. Yeah, it's a good day for doing that. Okay, now we got a couple big events today, and the biggest event is going to definitely be Jupiter conjunct with Uranus. Now, Jupiter is a planet of expansion, and Uranus is a planet of woohoo. Who cares, right? It's an eccentric planet. It's a crazy planet. It's got some crazy energy to it. We've already told you that it was linked with some Earth energies, particularly in Taurus. It's related to earthquakes, electricity, all sorts of things, solar activity, you name it. Now, there's not much solar activity happening here today because it's overcast outside. However, you can see that this influence, this craziness, this surprise just has been taking us over for the last couple of days. Okay, I don't need to point to specific news events, but, you know, shocking, right? There's shocking things going on. And besides that, besides the shock of everything and, you know, just the, oh my God, what is going on here? You also have this going on with yourself personally. Now, world events are one thing, national events are one thing, but our personal events are what we really need to be focusing on, because that's what's going to matter to us. And Taurus is a very personal place. It's where we appreciate our sensuality, our sensibilities, things that taste good, look good, feel good, right? That's that Taurus energy. That Taurus energy is also very, very patient, very, very willing to work for things, and also, can be a bit pedantic, right? So this is not an easy go. With the sun entering Taurus yesterday, now we're going to really be feeding into this energy. Now, if you take advantage of it the way that you're supposed to, you're going to be progressing towards a goal, okay? And that goal is going to be decided by whatever you decided when the moon was in Aries, okay? That new moon in Aries, that energy, that lightening of everything. It lightened, but it didn't speed up, did it? No, it really didn't. But now we're going to start feeling an acceleration of things because we have Venus, the ruler of Taurus, in Aries. Now, she's going through it very quickly because it's like, nope, I gotta go. Okay, she's gotta go. She needs to go. Okay, she's gotta get through Aries. But she, right now, she's like in a place where the planets that are in Taurus are just like, well, do we see it? Do we not see it? Can we do this or can we not do this? There's things that we're not going to really, be looking directly at. However, there are also things that we can be looking forward to. We also have the trine with, it's a trine, 120 degrees, right? Okay. Between the planets, Jupiter and Uranus in Taurus and Black Moon Lilith and the moon, okay? So the moon is with Black Moon Lilith, and that is kind of an exciting place to be anyway, because emotionally that makes us receptive to some of those wilder, more passive thoughts, okay? We're going to allow for this to happen. We have to allow for it to happen. We have to give it permission for it to happen. And this is one of those words today that we're looking at. It's a permission. If these things are coming up, they're rising up. Today, it's a powerful and practical day, and it's a good day to be creative if you can get yourself out to do that, okay? That's what we're looking forward to. The moon opposite Black Moon Lilith, I mean, not conjunct Black Moon Lilith, is opposite both Mars and Neptune. Now, we don't need to tell you how creative that could possibly be, because the moon operates in that subconscious fashion where we're feeling things intuitively, and that's going to bring that creativity out to the forefront. Mars has broken away from Saturn enough that are they still conjunct? Even if they are, it's so wide it's not even funny. And the width of it is quite, I believe it's 6 degrees. It is 6 degrees. So that's giving Jupiter a wide, that's giving Saturn rather a wide orb. Okay. That's what we're looking at for today. Now, it's Caturday and the moon is void, of course, like I said, 8:20 in the evening, and enters Libra at 11:08. I think I said morning before. That's how good I am, right? Okay, so we got all day to work on this stuff. We got tonight to go into the creative, the good eye for everything, okay? Today, we're going to create otherworldly experiences through our art. This is a powerful day to express what can't be said with words alone. That whole moon opposing Neptune, right? And actions seem as if they're guided by the unseen. And today's keyword is rising. Our color is mint green. And hey, this is an amazing feeling, okay? Get into the vibe of the day. Make time for your art or project. Time is money. Think about that. Thinking about it can freeze your actions, okay? If you consider it too hard, you're not going to move, right? Be proactive. Don't think. Just do it. Allow for some spontaneous love and creativity to enter your life. And it's your mission, okay? Accept it. Pursue it. You got permission to do it. Give yourself permission if you have to. You need to calculate nothing. Your work has already been done. And you have nothing to fear if you are just in your efforts. You can't please everyone, nor should you try. All right, so in 1611, the first known performance of Shakespeare's tragedy, Macbeth, at the Globe Theatre in London was recorded by one Simon Forman. Okay, and Simon Forman is very interesting because he was an astrologer and a doctor. And it's very interesting if you look it up. Other doctors didn't quite like him because he incorporated astrology in with the doctoring. However, he was very wealthy and had a was very accomplished as a physician. And in 1896, Wilfred Reed May, his nickname is WAP. He was a Canadian aviator, a flying ace in World War I. He was born in Carbery, Manitoba, and he died in 1952. He came up with like the Northwest Territory Air Service and stuff like that, and airmail and all that stuff for Canada. So that's what we have for you. Our color is mint green. And the keyword is arising, and that's it. It's amazing, right? Get out there and create something. Today is an 8. Happy astrocatting. Thank you.